from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is the phone number. We're still looking for a winner in Hugh's clues here. A couple good clues out there. Hugh will give you a third in a second. Nick Foles, should they retire? Number 9. So it's going to be a special ceremony for Nick Foles. As we got the announcement this morning, he's officially retiring. September 16th, the Monday night game against the Falcons. Nick Foles will be there, and I'm sure the Eagles will do a big thing for him. And I think that it should include retiring number 9. Is Kyle Schwarber the Phillies MVP? I say yes. And, of course, Prester, Sirianni or Hurts. Who is it more on this season? All right, Hugh, why don't you give people one more clue? Give him a third clue to get this prize
all
out
right,
there.
All right, then. This third clue,
You forgot?
I looked at it. No, I couldn't read my writing for a minute. He's been a frequent guest on the show. Well, he's been a frequent guest on WIP.
Oh, all right, there you go. All right, so that's an interesting one. All right, so we got a Super Bowl winning coach, coached at least 5 Hall of Famers during his career, and he has been heard as a guest pretty frequently on WIP over the years. So that's your third clue. 215-592-9494. I think he was a guest on our show once, Hugh. Now, he's been a guest on other shows on WIP. I believe we had him on once as a guest. So there's your third clue here for Hugh's clues. Before we go back to the phone lines with all this full stuff and everyone's takes today, we had a moment last night. So there's obviously the game itself, Phillies and the Dodgers, was intense, back and forth. Phillies come back. The 3 home run game by Kyle Schwarber. I thought some guts by Tyler Phillips. Really important night for Johan Rojas to come in when they needed him. When Hayes goes out, he makes the catch. He has a couple great at-bats. Big night. But how about late in the game, Hugh, we get some intensity as Nick Castellanos was hit, and he was not happy. Here's how that sounded last night.
1-2 pitch. Oh. And that hit him. And Nick Castellanos jawing at Michael Grove and Austin Barnes saying something back. And Brock Ballew getting in between the two. Stott puts a hand on the back of Castellanos and walks him partway up the line. Castellanos pretty upset, clearly.
Yeah.
He was heated, Hugh, and you could, if you read his lips, it looked like he was saying, that's a big miss. Like, I don't think he thought it was on purpose, but he's basically saying, you can't miss up near my head. That's a big miss, because he got hit almost like by the chest area.
Yeah, man, and then on top of that, you know, the retaliation was real. Like that was almost one where I think the Phillies wanted all the smoke.
So let's hear that. Next inning, Matt Strom. And the Phillies have a pretty good lead at this point, so they could do this, you know, not worry about base runners. Matt Strom against Gavin Lux. The Phillies retaliate.
1-0. Ooh, plunked him. Up and in. He hits Gavin Lux.
Just go down to first, man.
Gavin Lux says something to Strom. He's walking slowly down to first. Brock Ballew walking slowly with him. And so Gavin Lux with two outs and nobody on, and a four-run game gets plunked.
He ain't really want no smoke.
In what we would guess is retaliation for the Castellanos.
There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, it's...
I'm so glad the Phillies did that, Hugh, last night.
Yeah, they sent the message. Yeah. Like, this, it's not, you know what I mean? Whatever you thought it was, it's not it. That's not it.
And enough going up in our guys. Castellanos gets thrown in a lot up and in. And, you know, I think a lot of teams, Hugh, and pitchers have gone away from doing this. And I'm never for throwing near someone's head. That's when it's dangerous. But, you know, if you have a pitcher out there, Strom's got pretty good command, right? If he wants to put it on a guy's hip or on his, you know, thigh, or, you know, puts it on his behind or his back, like, he knows where he's throwing the baseball. I think this is one of those things where it's kind of gone away. But I think teams need to do this more. If the Phillies feel like their guys are getting thrown up and in, you got to send one back.
Yeah, and I think during that time, you know, the message, I mean, it's a great message to send because, you know, they talk about camaraderie. They talk about having each other's back. Strom had his back.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they look like what? You know, now it was like, what you going to do? I like it.
I mean, and that ends it right there, right? Next time they see each other, they're not going to be as throwing the ball up and in on Castellanos.
No, because it's one of those things, man, where, you know, it's like bad analogy time. It's like prison rules. You can't let somebody take your Jell-O. Like, if somebody, you come into prison and somebody trying to take your Jell-O, you got to stand up and be like, no, man, you can't have my Jell-O.
And I think what you said a few minutes ago, it's not so much about Strom's Jell-O, it's about them having Castellanos' back.
Yeah, that's it. You can't let nobody take your Jell-O.
Now, I don't wonder if they would have retaliated if Castellanos wasn't as upset, but once you saw how it bothered him...
Yeah, then you gotta ride.
You gotta have his back. Yeah. It's almost like, you know, when a quarterback gets hit and then everyone comes running over. Like, you gotta have the guy's back.
Yeah.
And they had Castellanos' back last night. I love that.
Tug didn't understand that analogy.
The Jell-O thing?
Yeah, he
did. I just really like Jell-O.
Well, okay, so...
That kind of went over his
head. Would you fight back if someone took your Jell-O in prison?
I'm not really a fighter.
I know. I was going to say.
I don't know if you can tell by looking at me.
Trust me. If you go to prison, somebody take your Jell-O, you better fight back, dog.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
is
that
like the symbol for everything? You got to put it into it right there.
I mean, you got to put it into it because, like, if you don't put it into it right there, you're going to probably have some problems later on that evening.
Yeah, I'm just thinking I should probably avoid prison, just in general.
Yeah,
make sure I pay my taxes.
Do that first.
I try to do that on a pretty much a daily basis.
I'm just saying, you might have problems later on.
Now, what if it's a kind of Jell-O you don't like, or is it the principle?
No, it's the principle.
Okay.
You can't let nobody take your Jell-O, man.
Just saying, if it's a flavor you don't like.
You can't let nobody take your Jell-O.
Okay, wise words from Hugh Douglas to not let anyone
take
your Jell-O in prison.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, you know what we haven't heard from in a while? Our friend Carmen. Carmen is up on WFP. Hey, Carmen.
Hello.
Hello, Carmen.
Carmen.
Hey, you and Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Carmen, how's it going?
Great job today. Thanks for letting me on to join the conversation. I think you guys do a really nice job most of the time. Not every day, but
like what, twice a week?
Appreciate you.
Some of the time it's a real good show. Not today, though.
Why?
Too many stupid. By the way, your producer, he's a nice kid, Tyler Buckley. He's a good kid. Tyler was very nice to me when I was on hold.
Good. So, he's nicer than another producer we have most of the time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Kyle's a mess. He's, by the way, you tell me more about the prison rules. I want to know about.
I was just trying to make, you know, I try to make these analogies that some people can relate to.
What are you, a juvenile delinquent? What are you?
I mean, I was.
You're a bad kid.
At one point, I was a bad kid.
You spent some time up on State Road. Is that what you're doing?
No, but then, I've had a run in a few times. Never went to prison, but I just know that
management have to take your belt before you go on the air? Your pants fall down. I haven't
worn a belt to work in a while, though.
No belts?
Jello. No belt. Just have another Jello. By the way, lime Jello is very underrated. Let's get back to balls. Retire. Joe, you're an idiot. By the way, I read about that. Nick Foles retired.
Yeah.
I saw it on U Douglas Twitter. You wrote, Nick Foles retired, but Big Stick Nick remains active in Texas and California. Sometimes I don't understand Hoss Cartwright. What do you want to retire his number?
Yeah, of course they got to retire number 9, Carmen. He won the Super Bowl.
Hugh wants to retire his jockstrap because he was a gifted quarterback. Put him up there next to Fletcher Cox. They're going to have Cox hanging from the rafters, too. It's going to be too crowded up there. I think you say that just to start trouble. He was the slowest runner I've ever seen. It was like Nick Foles was like an abandoned white van rolling down I-95 highway. He was slower than Bo Diaz. And what about all the great quarterbacks? Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, he didn't win, though. He didn't win, Carmen.
Why don't you put Ty Detmer up there?
Not Ty Detmer.
Wow, that's the name I've ever heard of.
No, Carmen, he's a champion. He's a Super Bowl champion. You got to retire the number, Carmen. You have to.
Who's next, Bobby?
Bobby up there.
You're not making any sense because you don't eat meat. You're a skinny vegetarian. Can you please give him a sandwich?
I put one on.
I already had some hummus today. I'm good, Harm. I'm good, Carmen.
It's worse than Jello. You're not making any sense because you don't eat. I'll bet you're anemic. Well, Nick Foles was beloved, but why don't you go have a burger with him? Maybe he'll throw another interception.
You know what, Carmen?
I'll tell you one thing.
I'll have a burger with Nick Foles. I'll do it just for you, Carmen, all right?
I'll tell you one thing. He's not going to run out on the check. He's too slow. And you're a skinny punk. Don't ever forget it.
Don't forget it. Carmen, we appreciate it. Always good to hear from Carmen. There he goes. Carmen.
Carmen needs to call more.
JoeConklin.com. Check it out every other Thursday at Parks Casino. We hadn't heard from Carmen in a few weeks there.
Nah.
Carmen against the idea of retiring Nick Foles' jersey. You and Carmen. How does that make you feel? You and Carmen are down on this retirement.
Great minds think alike.
I wouldn't put it that way. I would
great
put
minds
very
think
confused
alike.
Minds would think that way.
Not confused about nothing. I'm just saying, there have been some compelling arguments this morning, no question about that, for the case of Nick Foles' jersey being retired, which kind of swayed me a little bit. But I'm more of a body of work kind of guy.
I'm more of a Lombardi guy.
Listen, man. I tell you, me and my son, we watched that game, and it was like we started crying. It was tears of joy because it was like, dang, they did it. They finally did it. And it was cool to see, man, and it was cool to ride up here and be a part of that and to see all the people in the city that wore the jersey and stuff. It was phenomenal. No question about it.
The part, too, that also sticks and why I think it's more special, it's like, Hugh, there have been some quarterbacks over the years. Right? Go back to different Super Bowls and look at the box scores, or if you just want to remember them off the top of your head. That kind of were along for the ride. You know what I mean? Like, they
Trent Dilfer,
for sure. Jeff Hostetler. I mean, we can go back to some, and especially early on in the Super Bowl era where teams ran the football more. Now you go back to some of those games where the Dolphins won with like Larry Zonka and the 72 Dolphins. I mean, I wonder how many times they even threw the ball in the Super Bowl. It probably wasn't much.
No, it was like a 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Right. Nick Foles threw the ball 43 times in the Super Bowl against Bill Belichick's defense. In fact, the signature drive towards the end, they had a fourth down there where they had to throw to Nelson Agholor over the middle. Otherwise, they were done. I mean, like, so it wasn't like he was carried or the defense shut him out. Or, you know, he only had to score 7 points. So they had to score in the 40s to win that game. Rob and Delco. Hey, Rob.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. What's up, Joe? Hey, Hugh.
Hey, Rob.
Man? Listen, Joe, you kind of stole some of my thunder, but Hugh, now you always start to show off with like a little word of wisdom, a comment, something
the
like
Daily
that.
Douglas. Yes.
Yeah, Daily Douglas. Okay, I got something for you, Hugh, all right?
What you got?
You know it's an underrated, like, sandwich for lunch or something like that, and you're never too old for it? Because I get
peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly. I just had two of them for lunch.
Man, listen, it like peanut like never it's funny. Yeah, it's like especially like they just hit different.
So here's the question: yeah. Are you a grape jelly guy or a strawberry jelly guy?
Oh, come on,
strawberry. I'm strawberry.
I'm strawberry. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at my advanced age now. Strawberry.
So you switched from grape to strawberry?
Yeah, as I got older. Yeah.
So where are you, Rob, on this?
I'm grape.
You're grape. All right. So now, how about this? Is it the creamy peanut butter or the chunky?
Nah, creamy, Joe. Creamy.
I'm a creamy, too.
I'll go chunky.
Chunky peanut butter?
Yeah, I'll go chunky. Like, because I like my peanut butter to jelly ratio, like, I go heavy peanut butter.
I do, too. Yeah.
I'd go heavy peanut butter. So, yeah, I like it. Yeah. I go crunchy.
You just never get too old for it, Hugh.
Nah, ever. Ever in life.
Or I'm 51. It's the same. You know
I might have one after when I get home today. Like, now it feels like it's time for one.
It's a nice little go-to. No question about it.
Joe, no crustables. Bread and peanut butter and jelly. No, like frozen from the supermarket. Like you have to make it. You know what I mean? Not make it, but you know what I mean?
No, yeah. And you know what? It's not hard. I mean, we all can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Yeah.
I can cook. So, that you know, hey, it comes in handy. Real easy. But listen, I'm going to quick comment on the Phils, and I'll give you the answer at the end for the coach who I have. But and then touch on the Birds real fast if there's enough time. Joe, you stole my thunder because I've been saying this, Joe, and I know it's hard to remember every caller and what we say. But I said this to you several times. This has happened to us, Joe, with what happened to little Nicky, who's actually been hitting the ball pretty good in right field lately. I got to give him credit.
Yeah, he's been good for, I'd say for the better part of like 2 months now, he's been solid. Yeah.
Okay, just don't use up all his bulls, though. You know. Save some for Bosey, but that's my word. But anyway, Joe, we finally did something, Joe. I don't want anybody hurt. I understand these guys' livelihoods, but there's a way to send a message back because we've gotten punked several times this year, and we haven't retaliated. Finally, of course, the win last night was the most important thing, and I stayed up to watch it. You know, I had to get up early for work this morning. But my point was, when Strom hit him, I'm screaming at, like, you know, whatever time that was, that finally somebody has to set a you-know-what on them to hit somebody and say, nah, no more of this. No more of this. If you do it, this is what's going to happen. So Strom was like my, you know, I would go out and buy his jersey right now if I wanted to, just because to me, that just shows unity. That shows you're sticking up for your guys, and it just sends a message to that clubhouse.
It Definitely. Does, and I think, and they picked the right spot too. They're up four. There's two outs in the inning. It was the right spot. It's the last game of the series. Send that message back. All right, Rob. What's your guess here for Hughes Clues?
Well, real fast on the Eagles. I think his number should be retired here because it's personal. I lost my dad before that season started, so I went to the cemetery that day and did an Eagles chant after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So there's a lot of memories, you know what I mean? There's a lot of personal things.
Definitely get that.
And there was somebody standing there looking at me like I was crazy, you know, screaming it out loud. I'm like, what the hell? I don't care.
You weren't the only one. I'm sure a lot of people around that time were probably connecting with people that they had lost because it's a special thing.
More for me, it was for all these old-timers who've never had a chance to see or experience it. So hopefully we'll see another one in my lifetime, and I can really enjoy that second one, too. But I'm going to try to go for this guy who I think it's kind of like Nick Sirianni. I don't think he did much as a coach, okay? And I think he's been on your show, or at least on WIP, Brian Billick.
You got it, Rob. You got it. Yes, you got it. It's Brian Billick. That is the – And obviously, I think in part of the why this was on top of mind today is the Eagles are playing the Ravens tomorrow night. So, Hugh, you have a story. You have a Brian Billick story, because Brian Billick was part of the very rare cancellation of an Eagles game.
Yeah, we were getting ready to play a preseason game. That's when they put down the new turf here in Philadelphia. And I remember when the Baltimore Ravens came to town, it was like around, I guess it was around home plate of the pitcher's mound, where the turf was a little off, and they didn't want to play. And, you know, that was during the time where me and a couple of my other teammates, we would take, like, Rip Fuel. Like, Rip Fuel was, like, before they banned it, it was, like, big. That's what everybody used to take, get you going for the game or whatever, get you pumped up or whatever, like adrenaline rush, mm-hmm. like kind of like speed. So I remember taking that, and I was like, damn, took it before the game to get ready. I was like, damn, what am I going to do? I'll go out on this extra energy. They ain't got no way
to
disperse
it. So what did you do?
I just ended up hanging out in the city because we weren't going to play. They canceled the game. So just hung out in the city. It was nothing to do. It was just like one of those nights where you didn't get a whole lot of sleep because you were up. You were just amped because you thought you were going to, you know, play in this preseason game and get to burn that energy off. Didn't happen like that.
So I found the story. So this was August, early in, around this time of the year, but 2001 was the year. You know what's ironic? So it's this, like, the old ESPN website that came up when I searched this. Do you know who the photo – you know which player is in the photograph?
Who?
Ravens quarterback Randall Cunningham. Randall was on that Ravens team.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Because he reunited with Billick because they were together in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
So just to go back to the clues, the five Hall of Famers that Brian Billick coached, at least five, but the five Hall of Famers were what? Ogden, Ray Lewis, Reed, and then the two great receivers in Minnesota.
Randy Moss and Chris Carter.
Yes. There might be more as we go through
it. Yeah, when you go through his history and his body of work.
Yeah, there may have been another one on that Ravens defense.
Oh, Shannon Sharp.
Oh, and with Rod Woodson?
Yeah.
That's seven.
Yeah.
Man, that Ravens team was loaded on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, as good as of a defense as I've ever seen. That was amazing. And the funny part was he was an offensive guy, and he never could get that offense going the right way. But, yeah, Brian Billick. And, yeah, he's been I think he was a guest with us once.
Yeah, he was doing something.
Maybe about a year ago. And he used to be on Angelo a lot towards the end of Angelo's run in the morning. D.O.T. in West Philly. What's up, D.O.T.?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
What's
good,
going on,
D.O.T.?
Man?
What's up, pal?
Oh, man, listen. I want to start off with the Nick Foles thing. Man, I think his jersey should get retired, but only because he won our first Super Bowl. Like, his stats don't meet up. He had that one year where he threw, like, 27-2 or something like that. But besides that, I mean, he was regular. So we can't just throw him up there because of stats. I mean, the Super Bowl is our first one, so that's my reasoning right there. Like, nothing else should be a reason. Stats should not be a reason for him getting his jersey hung. That's it.
Yeah, his case is the most unique one, right? Because the numbers don't back it up. He didn't play enough. He didn't do enough. But, man, in the big moments in the playoffs,
he
was unreal.
Up, he came up money.
Yeah, he had them two games, though. We can't forget. He played kind of going into the season, and then the Atlanta game was Minnesota was nice, and then the Super Bowl was crazy. But just a little bit on that before we go off the Eagles. I give Carson Wentz a little bit of respect that season because I don't think Nick Foles get us a Super Bowl if he starts at the beginning of the season all the way through. I think if Carson Wentz would have been still playing, he'll be raising that Super Bowl. And I think the Eagles messed him up by not sitting down for the first 4 weeks of that next season.
I disagree and agree. So I don't think they win the Super Bowl if he's the quarterback because I think Belichick would have got him. I don't think he could, but I agree with you. I agree with you the next year. They did rush that. That there was no reason to rush him back. And then he hurt his back that year and then it went downhill.
Maybe he rushed himself back.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. But before I go off, I want to say, y'all tripping thinking Kyle Schwarber is the leader over Bryce Harper. Now, Bryce Harper's been down the last couple of months. That's true. Wait till the playoffs start. Let's not go too far with that. This is Bryce Harper we're talking about. Like, he's the best player on our team. I like Kyle, but he's not no Bryce. Let's just start that there. If you do go to prison, because I've been to prison a long time ago, if you do go to prison, you not let nobody take your Jello. And peanut butter jelly is very good.
You got it, D.O.T. We appreciate it. So that's a guy that knows.
I'm just trying.
He told you. Do not let anyone take that jello.
Thanks for sharing. I'm trying to get him right, though, even though hopefully nobody in here, this room is going to prison. It was an analogy.
Now, is it just jello? Or is it like
it's
all
anything.
Sweets?
No, it's anything. Don't let nobody.
Jell-O is just the analogy.
It's just the analogy. Don't let them take your Fruit Loops. Definitely don't let them take your Fruit Loops.
You get Fruit Loops in prison?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, prison sounds pretty cool.
That's another analogy.
You know, Fruit Loops and Jell-O?
You're making it sound too fun,
Hugh. Don't let them take your cornbread. Don't let nobody take your cornbread.
They have cornbread and Fruit Loops?
Like, I haven't been in that situation in a while, but the food ain't the greatest. It's not.
I'd imagine it's not. I imagine the cornbread is few and far between. Fruit Loops probably aren't happening. It probably is not. I just want to make sure people understand what I'm saying. I understand Bryce Harper's the Phillies' best player. I believe their MVP this season has been Kyle Schwarber, and I think their leader, without question, is Kyle
Schwarber. It's just that you're talking about in moments like the ones we had last night, Schwarber came up big.
Yeah, I also think he's their leader. I view Bryce as a different kind of leader. He's a leader by his play. But Kyle Schwarber is the leader of the clubhouse.
I almost feel like Bryce is the leader of the fan base. Like he's
I think he
the
was
face
saying, that's
of the
what
team.
He was trying to get
the
to
pander in the chief. That's what they call
Kyle Schwarber is the leader in the locker room.
Yeah, I think that's obvious every time you hear the guys talk. 215-592-9494. It's how you outboard our stock up, stock down. Something Darius Slay said yesterday about this Eagles training camp. And we got to get to a potential development. One young Eagle and maybe a new spot for him on the defense. We'll hit it all next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Recently, I visited my friend Dr. Rafi, the premier hair restoration specialist in the Delaware Valley, and I saw the cutting-edge surgical options he offers all genders, including the Artis IXI Robotic FUE, Neograft, and the non-surgical Almatet. Dr. Rafi will design a custom solution for you, so stop hiding your hair loss. Call Dr. Rafi now, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back, or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's PhillyHairMD.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.